You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You are now listening to In Detroit Podcast, only on Podcast Detroit Network. Watch us live on Facebook at In Detroit Podcast or download the Podcast Detroit app. And if you want in on the convo, give us a call in Studio One at 248-579-5295. Now here's your host, T. Thomas, Robert Courtney, and Doris Haig.
Today is July 6th. I am in control. There is Notorian. He is sick. We got him. We got his back, though. We are super sorry to hear that Torian's going through some things. What up, Torian? Definitely feel better. Give Torian a shout out. Yes. Tell him we miss him. He never misses shows. This is like the second ever?
Second, yeah.
It was crazy because he comes in and he's just like, I think I did something by working out and my like rotor blade or something on my.
No, he was playing baseball, right?
Baseball, yeah. And he said it's like it's hurting, and I kind of look down and his hands are like to the side, and then I look, I'm like, Torian, your hand is like swollen, like it looks like it's like a blimp.
He's like, that's not good.
He's like, really? Why?
Like he didn't even know.
Yeah, he's like, no, it doesn't. And I'm like, no, it really does. Like. You need to go to either emergency care or, like, the hospital. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, you need to go. And so then we got a phone call is that he's going to be there overnight, that there's something about his muscles that ripped and it's going to affect his kidneys and, like, all this stuff.
That's crazy.
But at least he went.
Like tearing a rotator cuff? Is that what it is?
That's what I thought. I don't know.
It sounds like it, but I was about to say, like, for it to be connected to his kidneys is weird.
That's what I said. I was like, wait, your arm? I'm confused. He's like, I don't know, Doris. I was like, okay, just breathe, relax.
Right.
Stay normal.
Don't get all worked up.
Don't get worked up.
So we'll give you an update about Torian.
Oh, Lisa just said, hi, we are listening.
Oh, so, awesome.
Hi, guys. Torian. Hi, Lisa.
I know. Hold on. Let me
flip it around.
I'm not used to flipping around the camera.
Anyway.
So they're listening.
I am you today, Torian. I got you. There will be no profanity. But I will do my best.
Jessica's gonna bring in that.
Yeah, I'll cuss for you, Torian.
Yeah, Jessica gotta hold that part down. So this is episode number
38.
Number 38. We have a very important guest in the house with us.
Yay.
Miss Essie is gonna talk real estate, mortgage, and more. We should just jump right into it.
Let's talk about mortgages.
Yeah. Why not?
So let's have Andrea tell us a little bit about herself, her companies, and some of the stuff that you do day to day.
Okay, well, that's kind of broad.
It is.
Okay.
You can summarize it.
Well, my name is Andrea Essie. I'm the broker owner of RE/MAX Defined. That is a real estate brokerage. I have four locations, one in Rochester, one in Oakland Township, Oxford, and Troy. And I also am the broker owner of Motto Mortgage Defined, which our branch office is in Rochester as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about why, like what made you get into real estate? What made you, you know, start a mortgage company? Like tell us some of the backstory.
Well, I started a family kind of early. I got married at a young age, had kids. And during one of my pregnancies, I was kind of, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I really wasn't sure. One day I was watching TV and it was talking about real estate investing. And so I was like, I want to invest in real estate. So I, and with, you know, the package that I received from that, that information, it suggested that I get my real estate license. And so I did just that.
That was like one of those late night commercials.
It was a Carlton Sheets commercial.
We were just talking about that, how so many people like buy on like infomercials and you're like, I'm sold. Like I need this like right now. Like,
yes.
It was awesome. Like the same thing.
That's it. It was Carlton Sheets.
So an infomercial launched your real estate career.
It totally did.
Tell us more.
And So at the age of 20, I got my license and started and just pretty much followed opportunity. You know, went from one brokerage to another. You know, I initially had started at Keller Williams, then had an opportunity to be a buyer's agent at Real Estate One. And I just took, you know, every opportunity that I could. And, you know, in doing so, I met, you know, different people. And again, it just opened more doors for me. And so I think that's really honestly the difference between myself and some others that aren't open to, you know, opportunity and taking that risk. I'm definitely a risk taker. And so, well, anyways, I did that. And a gentleman asked me if I wanted to open up a real estate, you know, run his real estate company, only being in real estate for only 2 years. And I said, yes, absolutely. I did that. And then things weren't going so great. And so I opened up my own company, an independent.
Good for you. I did that for four years.
Mm-hmm. And then I realized, you know, that in order to grow a brokerage, I needed a brand. And so I researched the different franchises and bought my first RE/MAX franchise in 2009. And we opened in 2010. So opened up my second office in 2015. Opened up the mortgage company in 2015, and last year I opened up two more offices.
I love that too, because so one of the things that I've always have said is that I want to be a real estate agent. I mean, it's one of those things where if I'm kind of thinking like, what do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a real estate agent. Everyone always says like, you'd be good at real estate. And it would just happen and happen and happen, and then it would never happen. And I just didn't, like, just go through it. But I have a lot of friends, and I will say, like, three good friends that have mm-hmm. their own real estate companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people think that it's not possible to do that. It's not like you can't do that. And then I have a friend of mine, Kim, who has her own mortgage company mm-hmm. as well, too.
Awesome.
And she's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain just if somebody doesn't know about like mortgages or like, I mean, you think of Quicken Loans, you think about the mortgages, like what is it that like you do?
What do I do as a broker?
Yeah.
So I'm not a typical broker owner. A lot of broker owners actually list and sell or originate loans. I solely just focus on the growth of the organization and give direction and am the vision for the company. So my day-to-day task is, you know, pretty much overseeing operations, recruiting appointments, and putting out fires, you know, so I'm there when needed.
I think Doris might be kind of talking more about your actual company.
Like, okay, yeah. So as a real estate agent or a loan officer?
Loan officer, yeah.
Okay,
for the mortgage company.
So let's talk about being a loan officer. So a loan officer or loan originator, pretty much their role is to one, you know, they have, once they get a client, you know, they're going to ask the client a number of different questions, to see what is the best option for them. So the great thing about, you know, us being a mortgage broker, which is different from being a credit union or a bank or a lender, like you said, Quicken Loans, we are a mortgage broker. So that means that we work with a number of different lenders that yeah. provide a number of different options for the borrower. So you're not limited to just, you know, what's inside that box that one particular lender is
that
offering or that bank mm-hmm. Or credit union, because that bank will only offer you, you know, this list of products. But when you're working with different lenders, you know, we have a lender A, B, C, and, you know, we have about eight different lenders.
So different fits for different yeah. circumstances.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, let's say, for instance, you have a lower credit score, you know, you only have like a 580. We have a lender for that. And
That's
you may
great.
Go to, you may might go to, you know, a bank and they're going to be like, sorry, we can't help you unless you have 620 or 640. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, different situations. Like, we have one lender that's offering 3% down on a conventional loan for first time home buyers. I mean, that's big,
that's,
you know,
huge.
And not having to go FHA. So, I mean, there's just a number of different options available. That's the great thing about, you know, being a broker. And so essentially, you know, the loan officer, you know, educates the client. They listen to, you know, what their needs are and what they're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. They make suggestions on what options they have. So that's pretty much it. We're the professional that is educating the consumer so that they can make an educated decision.
I love that. And I'm not ADD, I swear, but there's this.
Fly.
Do you see this fly?
Yeah,
that's like going
actually,
around.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm
he's
like,
a part of the show.
I feel like it's like I'm like looking around every time you're talking. It's just this fly just keeps coming around too.
I think we should. I want to talk about like the two different facets of one hand, you have people who are out there that may be interested in purchasing or understanding, like, you know, if I want to buy a home, what's the process that I have to go through? And so can we talk to like the uneducated home buyer who, you know, could potentially be interested,
yes,
but
absolutely.
Is just scared of what I should do?
Yes, absolutely. So if you are interested in purchasing a home, before you go online and start looking at properties, your first step is to get pre-approved. You need to speak to a loan professional to see what you are qualified for.
Okay.
Because there's no point in going and looking for a home, taking all that time, finding a home, and then going through the process and finding out that you are not qualified for that particular property.
So that should be step one.
Step number one, absolutely. Okay. Get pre-approved, first step. After you get pre-approved, you need a real estate professional, a real estate agent, okay? And that is a very important process. You need to make sure that you are hiring the right agent, not just your sister's best friend or
You see that often.
The problem. You know, we have people like, oh, well, my sister just got her real estate license. I'm going to use her. Mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That makes a ton of sense. And you see that like
all the time,
Facebook, all the time.
Because they're going to take care of me. They're going to do that, but they don't know actually the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Of, like,
I mean,
happening.
A lot of people think that, you know, being a real estate agent or a loan officer, especially real estate agents, think it's, you know, something that you can do on your own. No, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of every transaction is different. Now, understand, I've been in this business now for over 15 years. Every transaction is different, and there are things that happen all the time that I'm like, you know, I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know, so I mean, it's not a simple process. It's not as easy as you think. You know, I would think twice before using, you know, your sister's best friend or, you know, your daughter that just got their license or even trying to go for sale by owner. I would always seek the advice of a real estate professional.
I have a question.
Yes.
So talk to me as somebody like I'm 35 years old. I'm single. It's one of the things, and I'm like, I don't want kids. I like all the, like,
you
I'm
sound
a
like
working,
me. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. I'm a working woman.
I already have like, kids, but I'm done.
So you're over. But so, like, for me, I've always thought as myself is like, why invest in a house, you know, in a home if it's just me as a female and all of, you know?
Okay. So when you're paying rent, you are paying, you're receiving equity in the home. So, you know, instead of you paying rent and paying, you know, equity for someone else's home, you're doing it for yourself and it's an investment for yourself. So over the course of those years that you're staying in that home, you are essentially building up your investment. Okay. So, you know, after 30 years, it's all paid off. Now that's your retirement. I want to cash out and I want to, you know, move to wherever you want to move.
So what if I want to move before?
I mean, so if you want to move before, the thing is the market is very, you know, volatile. It changes. We can't, you know, determine the future, but real estate honestly is going to be your best investment overall.
Yeah,
and most investments, you know, you're more secure there, but
I could rent it out or something along the lines.
Yes, absolutely. You can rent it out, you know, or you can sell it. Now, if you plan on staying in the property, you know, I would say you probably want to do, you, if you're looking to like move in like 2 years or a year, I would say probably not the best idea unless you're buying like a fixer upper and you're trying, you know, and you're doing
flipping some renovations. Yeah.
Yes. You get what I'm saying? So, but if you're looking for like 5 years or longer, I definitely would encourage, you know, to purchase. You know, there's a lot of great loan options as well for that, you know, so you can do like a 5-year ARM where you're doing like interest only. Again, important to have a, you know, a professional to help you make those decisions.
So I also like to talk about like the building side, the business side. I run across a ton of individuals like Doris who say, you know, I want to get into real estate or, you know, I want to, you know, at least get my license so that I could, you know, act as a
I can do it for myself. I can sell my own properties and I can buy them and get the commission.
Exactly.
Happens all the time.
So when someone talks like that, like what's the first thing you would say to that person who kind of feels like he can, you know, just have it and then do it? And then what are some of the things that you've run into that you think are the most important things that someone who's looking to get into the industry, like what should they know or what should they be prepared for?
So my recommendation is, you know, if you're going to focus on, it just depends on what you're looking to focus on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if your focus is you want to list and sell real estate, then get your license and be a real estate professional. Make that your full-time job, your career. If you're going to flip homes, do that. Just flip homes. Right. Let, you know,
Pick a lane.
And focus on it and be great at it.
I mean, like, do you think people can just go? I mean, because I've heard the real estate process for getting your license is like, it's difficult.
It's
not difficult.
For a real estate agent, it's very easy.
It is easy.
But for a loan officer, it's difficult.
Okay.
It's more difficult. Yes. Okay. You know, because after everything happened with the crash, they've made it, you know, pretty tough for somebody to get their license. You know, you have to go through background checks. You got to do credit checks. So it's a process to get your license as a loan originator. But as a real estate agent, it's easy. You take 40 hours and you take a test and you get a broker and you're good to go. I mean, you can have your license next week.
Right. But in terms of the actual testing and all that stuff,
I say don't go with anybody and everybody.
Yeah, okay. Because anybody can go.
Yeah,
for 40,
exactly.
40 hours is one work week.
Five days. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think that's like really good information though, because I didn't realize. I mean, from what I've heard, that process is tough in terms of like taking the test and the questions that get answered. But you're saying it's not super hard.
No, right? Look, like me, I'm that person that I can study, you know, the night before and ace the exam. You know what I'm saying? It's just, okay, are you a good test taker? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people are terrible at it, you know, and they may have to take it a few times, but you know, but then there's those that are great test takers. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're an expert at what they're doing.
Right.
And honestly, everything that you're taking in that test tells you nothing about being a real estate agent.
Yeah.
It's all about state, you know, the laws and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of talk in Detroit about like people buying homes now and, you know, like, I mean, we saw like apartments values like in condos have crazy gone up. Do you guys work with like Detroit yet or?
So a lot of my associates, because we are so far, you know, kind of, you know, we're in Troy and Oakland, we're kind of further north. A lot of my agents are in that general area. I do have some that do work in Detroit, or we refer them out to other real estate professionals that we know that will take care of the client. So not too much in Detroit right now, but I am actually considering opening opening an office in downtown.
You really should, because I was just talking to somebody, is that I could get a condo for like $400 to $500 a month versus the rent that's like starting at like $1,300 up to like $2,800 a month that you just said, that completely just opened up my eyes too, is like, the rent is crazy expensive.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, and that's another good point. So when you're renting, you are paying more than what you would pay if you actually owned the unit.
Yeah.
If you own, I mean, if, you know, just for example, you know, say, so, I mean, you know, $2,600 for like a 3-bedroom unit.
You not probably, even a 1-bedroom. Yeah, like you can, 1 bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. You could get so much more for that. You know what I mean? So probably be paying maybe $1,800 a month, you know? So it really just depends. But you're definitely better off purchasing.
No, I'm sorry. You know You guys know with me, because I just moved to downtown Detroit.
Awesome.
And it was like when I was hunting for places, I was just like, okay, I was like, oh, it's a 1-bedroom, 1-bath. And I was like, so how much? And they're like, yeah, this one's starting out at $2,500 a month. And I'm like, it's 1-bedroom. And the one place too that I was like $1,350 a month didn't even have a bedroom. No bedroom. It had everything else, but no bedroom. And I was just like, this is kind of crazy. And then I hear about Detroit Land Bank, like they're talking about all these like promotions for people to purchase homes and like to rebuild and do those things. It's like, okay, isn't that kind of a better route than
Detroit's coming up? Yeah. It's.
I feel like for you though, I feel like it's the location itself, because you're on the river. So
yeah, I am. I'm on the river.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. That definitely is going to affect the value. Yeah, for sure.
It will. Yeah. But if I had an investment.
Paying for that view.
Yeah. I got the view. But
that's awesome.
But it wasn't even just the river. I went to so many places and it was like either left or right. Like it was just pay a good amount of money for rent. Like you said, that's going to somebody that whatever the case is, or maybe pay a little bit less, invest into that property and what you could do with it. You could do a lot of stuff with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's yours. It's yours. It's not, you know, somebody else's. Yeah. Exactly. It's, you know, pride of ownership, it's a different feeling. It's, you know, it's great. And I, you know, recommend it for everyone. You know, I definitely do. But like I was saying, if it's going to be short term, unless you're looking to, you know, do some renovations, that in that scenario, I would say go ahead and rent. But otherwise, definitely work towards home ownership.
Now, I like to speak to, you know, obviously I'm the marketing guy on the show. And so I have like all these marketing questions, but I'm going to keep it to like one or two. My first one is just to speak into the industry in general. Like the real estate industry, the mortgage industry is like super conventional, very traditional in how it puts itself out there.
Yep.
Guidelines, regulations, all the different things you guys have to deal with. I know you're more progressive and your thought process is, you know, I want to be different. We're defined. We're not your average real estate company. So what is your thoughts? And just keep in mind what, you know, other real estate owners think. Like, what is your thought process and why have you chosen to be more progressive and using social media and all the different things that you use to like set your brand apart from everybody else's?
Well, the industry is ever changing. Technology is ever changing. And unless you are trying to stay ahead of the curve, you're going to be left behind. And, you know, that's one thing that I try to work on every day, is try to find, you know, see what's up and coming, what is the best options for my agents and my loan officers to be successful, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help them be successful and provide them with a great environment and to bring those tools and, you know, education to them. So, so that, you know, allows them to do what they need to do, right? And they are representing their clients and customers in the transactions properly. So, you know, social media is just another form of...
Sorry.
Who's calling you right now? They know every Thursday at 6 to 7.
Hey, how do they interrupt this great podcast? Sorry about that.
It's all good. Okay, so social media is definitely, you know, growing. You know, Facebook is crazy. Instagram is growing every day. You know, I'm on there and I'm seeing, you know, this person just joined Instagram. This person just joined Instagram. A lot of Facebook users are now starting to work towards that. The advertising on, you know, Instagram and social media is crazy. Such an opportunity, and so many are not taking advantage of it. So, you know, that's what I'm trying
good,
to do here.
Good
so,
for you. And you know yeah. what? I mean, you're a female, in which female CEOs, you know, like you are running an industry that's male dominated too. A lot of male dominated like owners and CEOs, and you are, like you said, is you're staying ahead of the curve,
trying to, yes,
well, we, you know, we it's, all
it's
trying
a, we're working
to,
at yeah. it it's something you have to work at every day, yeah, you know,
you do, you have yeah. to work at it
because things change every so yeah, it's crazy. So,
and a lot of people are going to Instagram more, and mm-hmm. you know, I noticed like I can post on Instagram and reach more people by like hashtags, the, you know, tagging cities, like mm-hmm. you can get to more people that way.
I've yeah. learned so much from
Rob of yeah. course, right?
Yeah, I'm not super huge on posting. I think it's just because, you know, and that's why I have Rob doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm not at that comfort level yet and I don't have a ton of time really to put towards it. But that's why you hire a professional to help you with that. So I'm very
thanks
grateful
for
yes, for Rob.
And speaking of that, don't you have to read something?
Yes, I do. I was saving it. I was saving it for what? Closer to the end. But Motto Mortgage is our new sponsor, at least for the month of July.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we're excited about having them on board and exchanging value and bringing more attention to you guys' business as well as you all helping us. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
But we'll get into details about all that they offer before the show ends. I want to talk about one more thing, and you kind of alluded to it just in terms of, like, in my kind of discovery of all that you do within your company, I found, like, your position is more leadership, mm-hmm. and you're not as involved in their day-to-day. You're just trying to create, like, a great atmosphere mm-hmm. and opportunity and give them the tools that they need to be successful.
Correct.
Do you feel like that's probably why your company has grown so fast and you have, you know, 50, 60, 70 agents, however many you work with currently?
Yeah, I think a lot of the reason, one, it helps to have the number one brand in real estate, you know, RE/MAX, everybody knows RE/MAX. So that's, you know, definitely something that helps me. But yeah, I think the agents, because I don't compete with them, you know, I don't list and sell. So they see that I'm there to support them and help them any way that I can. And everything that I do, you know, I always strive to be the best, you know, and I'm always open to suggestions and I'm always looking to grow. You know, I have goals and my vision, and I think that excites them as well to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
You know, to be,
yeah.
you know,
absolutely.
On this journey with me. And, you know, I've had agents that have been with me since day one and, you know, are still there with me. And it's pretty exciting. And so, yeah, I think they definitely come aboard because of that, you know, because they know that I'm there for them and working for them.
Yeah, I think that's what we found, and we've talked to several business owners here now, you know, over these 38
yeah.
episodes.
Yeah.
And I think like the one common quality is that the good leaders are the ones who, you know, they're really doing it for their team. And it's obvious yeah. through like their actions and
promoting
the things that they
them
do.
And like this, like, you know, good synergy and mm-hmm. good energy to get everybody's like vibration or like get them up like to a level that they should be at.
Right.
It's all about relationships. And, you know, I'm always trying to, I feel, you know, by helping others, you know, as much as you can, I don't know what it is, but I mean, I just feel that when you help others, that you just grow. It totally does. And, you know, I've reached out to somebody. I was trying to help them. And they were like, well, what did you want in return? I said, nothing. I just want you to be successful.
There you go. Like, no, right? You know,
is it that strange of a thing? Somebody helping somebody for...
And to some it is. They're like, wait, why?
Because we've been programmed. Like, I mean, I grew up thinking that nothing in the world is free. Like, that's what my dad always said. That's what you always heard. Like, if it's free, then there's something to it. Like, people just don't give you stuff for free.
Yeah,
you
know? There's something attached.
Yeah, and so I think that's normally everybody's defense mechanism is, you can't just give me this great information, or you can't just provide us for free without wanting something back.
The thing is I've had a lot of people, you know, through my career help me, you know, and that's the one thing that I do is I try to learn as much as I can from people that are more successful from me and try to learn from their mistakes and from, you know, their growth, and try to follow that or, you know, try to use it as best I can. And I want to do the same for others, you know, so,
good for you.
If I can help somebody, I definitely will. You know, what is it going to take? You know, 10, 30 minutes of my time. Okay. You know what I mean? And it may affect the rest of their life, you know, so in a positive way. So if I can do that, it's your team. And not just my team, just anybody in general. If somebody comes and asks me, you know, they want to pick my brain, you know, absolutely, no problem. You going to buy me breakfast? Let's go. You know,
let's go get some pancakes and eggs and bacon and just have a good time and talk it out too.
That's my thing is my breakfast and my coffee. So yeah. So, but yeah, I'm always willing to help. You know, it feels good when you can help somebody and make a difference in somebody's life.
And it's karma. I mean, it's really, truly like people that do give, I mean, they do get rewarded so much because it's just this natural
energy. I agree with that 100%. What goes around comes around, right?
No, it's really true. And that's what shows with your team because you have how many locations?
Four locations, four real estate offices, one mortgage office location. We have 8 loan originators and we have 57 agents.
Good for you. Yeah, good job.
That's a lot.
I
think about my company. I have probably 12 that help me, 4 that are, you know, actually kind of work with me day to day. And that's a lot. So I can't even imagine. And you're dealing with so much paperwork and so many like third party type situations. So your organization level as like kind of a one man team at the top. And I know you have like administrative assistants and all these different things, but like your organization level has to be at the highest level to run that ship.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to hire professionals, right? People that know what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, RE/MAX isn't, you know, typically for, you know, brand new agents. You won't see too many brand new agents at RE/MAX. It's for those that, you know, that have that true entrepreneurial spirit, that have been in the business and, you know, so... I'm their support. I'm there if they need me, you know, and to help them grow. But that's the one thing I'm blessed with good agents, good loan officers. So, I don't have to put out too many fires, but you know, definitely I'm there when they need me.
Now, do you have anything coming up that you like to mention? I know you guys got like a golf outing.
Oh, yeah. Motto Mortgage Defined is doing a golf outing August 1st at Greystone Golf Club. And that is open to everybody. You know, so please do sign up. The proceeds are going to Children's Miracle Network.
Awesome.
And I wish I had, I guess you can go
we
to
can
my...
Probably, yeah, we'll post, yeah, we'll that but great. It's funny because I can hear Torian's voice right now. Like on the side, he's like, we're going. We're going to the event.
He's probably going to chime in.
He's like, we're going. So he wants probably us to go live
Let's do it. And I'm also looking for sponsors for that as well. And also... my Oxford location, we are hosting a Shred Day July 28th, I believe. And we're also hosting one in Rochester I believe in September. So
what is it called? A shred day?
Shred day. So you can come and shred all of your documents that need to be shredded for free.
Good.
Yeah, you could unlimited free shredding, hot donks, pop.
I didn't know people still shredded things.
Oh yeah. Well, when you're
in that business, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, even in the school business. I mean, we have stuff that we have to shred.
I mean, people
time.
Hold on to their documents from years and years. You know, you're cleaning out your garage or your basement. You have a ton of, you know, old documents that you
just need to be cut.
Yeah, exactly. And
shredded.
So, yep. So
but
we
you
offer
know what?
That for
it's
free.
The best feeling in the world. I'm sorry. Have you guys ever shredded something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't know. There's something weird about me, but I just love
you
that.
Would enjoy that.
I know. Of course I do. It's just something that, like, it's going there and disintegrating it, and, like, the pull of it, like, feels good, too. So, and what day is that? I'm actually volunteering, okay, to be the shredder.
I was about to say, you just found, like, a volunteer to come
I
want to
be the volunteer to do the shredding, okay?
Well, what they do is they just throw it in a machine and it crushes it all up. I'm sorry to take that.
My hopes and dreams are crushed and destroyed.
July 28th in Oxford, and then I believe the second one is I think it's the first Saturday in September. I think maybe September 8th, I'm guessing. But in Rochester. But
and
I'll
when's the golfing
look.
Event?
August 1st.
August 1st. So we'll get that up on our we'll get that up on our live feed and also on the Bill podcast stuff. Maybe I'll go golf.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Are
Let's
you?
Make it
do you do you play? You try to play?
I've done it once.
She's going to be with. We're going on the carts. I drive the cart. That's it.
I killed the green. I'll tell you that much, okay?
That's great.
I'm not golfing. I'm just driving the cart.
And I've done the virtual one.
Yeah, yeah.
That is funny. I do have a little video on that. That is funny.
No, golfing is a tough sport. It's not. It's definitely not easy, for sure.
It's definitely a challenge.
So, Motto Mortgage is our official sponsor for the month of July.
Thank you.
Motto Mortgage Defined.
Motto Mortgage Defined. I'm sorry.
You can do this,
bad
Rob.
Rob.
You
bad
can
Rob.
Do this.
So, normally, Torian would be reading this, but since he's not here, I'm taking his place. And we need everybody to know that Motto Mortgage Defined, their mission is to serve their customers with honesty and integrity and competence. Their goal is to provide home loans to our clients while also delivering the lowest interest rates and closing costs possible. Motto Mortgage Defined works directly with wholesale lenders to provide you with multiple competitive bids and the best options for your individual loan needs. If you or anyone you know is looking to purchase or refinance, please contact Motto Mortgage Defined today at 248-785-3779.
Say it again.
248-785-3779.
Now do it in a Torian voice.
No, I have no Torian voice. Your dream is our expertise is their tagline. So
Your dream, our expertise.
Your dream, our expertise.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then you have to say and the NMLS.
NMLS
number.
What does that stand for anyway?
So
I'm just curious.
Ever since it's your mortgage loan officer number,
like ID,
yeah, your number,
situation.
You know, like license number.
Gotcha.
So by law,
you
have for all advertisements. Yes, we have to have our NMLS number so that the consumer can research us, look us up online, and make sure we're
good to know. Okay, we learn something new every
definitely.
Day.
Definitely. So their NMLS number is 1252873.
Yes, indeed.
Rob,
you thank
did you. Good.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You did not excellent.
You know, I can read.
You did really good. You did really good.
But anyway, thank you for sponsoring. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We've had a couple people chime in who said they definitely appreciated the knowledge you provided.
Awesome.
Yes, that was good stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think it was. Really. I think people definitely, like, sometimes people, you know, you just don't want to ask questions because you're, you know, you feel like, you know, people think it's stupid or you don't know.
Well, I'm open to answer any questions, whether, you know, it's about purchasing a home, getting a loan, or getting into the business. I'm more than happy to help anybody. You know, like I said, I'm always willing to help.
Let's find me a place in downtown Detroit that I'm not paying, like, literally, like, my left pinky.
Right.
And everything else.
You might have to get away from the river.
Yeah. Move me away from the river. Let's find investment places.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I don't know if you guys seen on Facebook where there was this big scam that happened downtown Detroit where this company or organization or something was promoting the fact that the city of Detroit was going to be giving away free homes over the weekend on Sunday.
What?
Yes. And so there were hundreds and hundreds of people that came out. It was supposed to be for yesterday. Hundreds and hundreds of people came out expecting
to get a free house.
One lady showed up at 2:30 in the morning to be first.
Like a Best Buy.
For real. Like, she thought it was like that, like first come, first serve. And all these people showed up. Channel 2 was there. Channel 4. Yeah. And then they found out, like, I mean, it's July. It's first of all, like, who's going to give away free homes, number one?
That's terrible.
Number two, it's the 4th of July. Like, no city.
Mess up everybody's
And it's like 95 degrees.
95 degrees. And, like, they're not going to, no banks or any, like, city government type buildings going to be open. So,
yeah, true. Yeah,
anyway, everything was closed. So all these people showed up, news came out, and just completely bust all these people's bubbles. And it was so bad.
Did they find out who the company was?
Yeah, they did. And the company said that people misunderstood the verbiage on the flyer. I mean, it was flyers. It was social media pages set up for
this. What was the verbiage supposed to be?
I don't know. Something like you have to go through some type of process in order to receive it. Like, it wasn't saying you needed to show up on a specific day.
On the 4th of July.
But I had like
4th of July sale.
I know. Get a free house.
It's a President's Day sale today.
You had like, I mean, like, the one lady they interviewed was a homeless mom with like three kids.
Come on.
And she's just like, I mean,
so will they get free homes?
No.
If they go through the process,
no free homes. Terrible. Like, complete scam. Like, completely untrue.
That's sad.
But my thoughts on it, you know, I'm reading all the comments. And some people, it's like 50-50. Like, some people are like, this is terrible. Like, you know. Sounds and other like people are like, why would Detroiters show up in droves? You know, you have to beg everybody to come out for everything else. But you decide to show up for a free house. It's just, it's so kind of like, it's kind of like a weird, you know, outlook on how people thought about this whole situation and how it all went down. It's like 500-600 people show up for free house but won't show up for other things.
So we should probably promote a free home if they watch the next show.
Well, no.
is that
a
bad thing?
It's probably not. Motto don't want to be a part
of it. But doesn't it kind of, I'm sorry, and we have to go, but it kind of tells you something that for the, like, houses, you know, like, they don't show up for other events, for free food or for this, but I mean, having a home.
Yeah, for sure.
Is like so important to them that.
And you know, my brain goes to like, because you always wonder is the message getting to the people? Like, are they seeing the promotions that you're putting out?
Yeah.
Are you,
right.
And like, they got this promotion. Like,
they got everybody.
Yeah, everybody knew about this.
Good marketing and branding.
They did something right. So we need to find these scammers
and talk to them. Let's have them on the show and discuss what they did or what they
do to get this information out.
You wonder if people, you know, if that went viral or not.
It did. No, it did for sure.
But you know, like, if you hear something good, people usually aren't gonna. They want it for themselves. They're not gonna tell
anybody. Yeah, exactly. Well, and it creates a conversation, which is the core fundamental element of any successful campaign. Is like, you have to touch people in a way, in a different way, and then get them to
It's all about connection, right? It's all about connection and communication. And so that's something that I work on every day, trying to.
It's super important.
Yeah.
It's true. Even with, we were just talking about this with Devon earlier, is that when I post something of just like whatever I post, blah, 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 I'll get a here and there. Mm-hmm. But when I post like with emotions and I use like,
what it's
the
all
words
about.
I use like actually like generally, I'm getting like 200 likes.
You're actually connecting.
Yeah.
I'm actually connecting.
You're actually connecting.
At that level. Yeah.
Yep.
Where it works.
Yep, it absolutely does.
Yep. And that's like it was funny. I don't know if you guys remember like social media before emojis. and it's weird, like sometimes an emoji describes like what you're trying to say better than you can say
it. Oh, totally.
Emoji. It's totally high face.
Exactly. Exactly. But they're like super powerful. Like,
laugh out loud doesn't even exist anymore. Yeah. It's the cry face.
And it's now it's different types of cry faces. Yeah. Yep. And my favorite one is my hand over my face. Like that
you
emoji.
You and Torian do it all the time.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not too mean. And then it's kind of funny because like the emoji actually looks like me a little bit. So it creates a little bit of humor.
Or the salsa dancer with the red dress dancing. Did it go down?
Yeah.
It went down?
Mine did.
Yeah, because I was looking at it.
That's weird. Just hit the
button. Okay. We only got like 5 minutes anyway. I was wondering why it was no movement because, you know, I got both of them working so I could see it. No, it looked like it stopped. I'm not sure why I stopped. Maybe like a message came through or email
or that phone. Whoever called you, you talked to that person.
No, it was still going. It just stopped because I was watching us move on my other phone. But anyway, how many minutes we got, Jessica?
Six.
Okay, so I want to give Model Mortgage like one more shout out just in case people didn't hear that before, because they are such an awesome company.
Tell them.
The culture of Model Mortgage
is... Wait, before you do, I have something.
Okay.
It's 360...
You did? No way. I was about to say. That was going to be really funny if you did.
I did not.
Okay. Normally, we do 365 things that will scare the
crap. It's shit, but he says crap.
Yeah, I say crap.
Yeah.
Or the S word.
And he... Torian does it. Yeah.
And it drives me crazy, just to be completely honest.
Yeah, so it was like, I figured I would just kind
of
like.
Well, because most of the time, like, it's not something that will scare you. And so it's kind of like, why is it even called that? It's like.
It was his Christmas present that I couldn't figure something. I got everybody like motivational, like calendar things that have like inspirational. And I'm like, I don't know what to get him. And it was like.
Clearly, you hit a home run because he loves it.
When I saw that, but he was like, why did you give everybody else something positive? And mine's like scary. I said, because that's you. So now he wants to read every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday he reads one of them.
365 things at least.
And
that's our sign off typically. But today our sign off is going to be some information about Model Mortgage Defined and their mission to serve all their customers with honesty and integrity and competence. And their goal is to provide home loans to their clients while delivering the lowest interest rates and closing costs that are available. Model Mortgage Defined works directly with wholesale lenders to provide you with multiple competitive bids and the best options for your individual loan needs. If you or anyone you know is looking to purchase or refinance, contact them today. Their number is 248-785-3779. Your dream, our expertise. And their NMLS number is 1252873. You can find Model Mortgage on Instagram and on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Model Mortgage Defined. And on Facebook, it's Model Mortgage Defined.
Can I just ask you something? Mm-hmm. Refinancing. Mm-hmm. Why does somebody want to refinance quick just before we...
So in the event you, when you initially got your home loan, you had a high interest rate and you want to, get a lower interest rate, you can refinance for that. Or if you have built up equity in your home and you'd like to get some money out, you can refinance there as well.
Nice.
It's good to add on.
Yep. Yeah.
Guys, call her.
Yeah, I might be using Model Mortgage Defined to finance my home.
So. Yes.
Yeah, I get a home equity line of credit
Now, how does that work? Rate. How does that work with, like,
reduce your home, your monthly payment? So there's like, a lot of options.
With my home, like I paid it off. Like, I don't have a mortgage. But mm-hmm. How does that work with, like, the line? Like, we decided that we wanted to get a line of credit.
Mm-hmm. Remodel or something?
Yeah, like, for whatever, you know, remodel or... Is that something that you guys would do regardless of the type of like if you own it or if you're doing a mortgage or it doesn't
matter?
I mean,
you still have to go through the qualification process. Okay. You know, because so you still have to meet the guidelines. I mean, you still have to go through the process. Yeah, so there's minimum, you know, Fannie Mae guidelines, Freddie Mac, you know. So, yeah.
Could you pull out money from a house that you already own to purchase another home?
Mm-hmm.
You can?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, that's good stuff.
I got some tips right there last 30 seconds.
Yes, all of a sudden, you're going to see I'm, like, calling you. I'm like, I'm ready for my place. He's remodeling. Like, we're going to be all set. But we're going golfing first.
Yes. Right.
On August 1st.
Let's do it.
August 1st. Uh-huh.
Let's do
golf
it.
Outing.
We're going golfing.
Awesome.
Well, I'm driving the car. I'm sorry.
You can drive.
That's it.
Do you know what? Actually, the best thing ever is sitting on a car with somebody else driving and just like drinking, you know, a pretty cocktail, not beer.
Oh, I didn't like, say I was going to be like, designated. Nice
fruity drinks.
Yeah. I didn't say I was going to be designated.
You just want to drive like one hole.
I want to like take like the hills and we're going to like drive it. We're jumping hills. We're going all through craziness. We're going through the water and jumping out. It's going to be an adventure.
Yeah, I won't be in that cart.
That's hilarious.
I'll be in a different one. All right. Well, it's been an awesome show. I think this might be the first time we end like right on time.
Yeah, for sure.
Just so you guys know, we are rebranding. This will be an ongoing process. In Detroit is now Build Podcast. You'll see the changes happening. All our shows will be posted to our Facebook on Mondays. And then you can always catch the live show on Facebook. And hopefully we'll be getting our Instagram live going soon, too.
Yeah, we need to.
Yep. So there will be a lot of new things being introduced here over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly
but surely. It's coming. Episode 38.
Yeah. Torian, get better.
Definitely. Give shouts out to Torian. Like, we need him back in the seat.
Yeah, we do.
Because I talk way too much this episode, Torian. I don't like talking so
much. He's probably commenting all over.
I'm like, I'm going to go home and go straight to bed.
Yeah.
I worked way too hard. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much, Andrea, for joining us. Thank you for being our sponsor.
Thank you, guys.
Make sure you guys check out Model Mortgage and, we'll see everybody next week.